Welcome to the Workplace Minute, powered by H3 HR Advisors and sponsored by Paychex, one of the leading providers of HR, payroll, retirement, and software solutions for businesses of all sizes. My name's Steve Bowes. Executives are begging their workers to return to offices, but with that begging, they're revealing just how out of touch many of them remain. In just the last few months, several well-known and influential business leaders like Elon Musk and Howard Schultz have gone on record advocating for, and in some cases requiring, remote and hybrid workers to return to their offices and workplaces after an extended period of pandemic-driven remote working. The specifics of what these and other business executives' positions around return to workplaces vary. In some cases, permanent hybrid schedules are expected of employees, with 2 to 3 days in the office being the most common. Others, such as with Musk's Tesla, seem to indicate all remote and hybrid workers begin to report back to in-person work at physical facilities, in Musk's words, or pretend to work somewhere else. But the vast majority of workers still want flexibility in their work schedules and in their work locations. According to the Slack Future Forum Pulse survey, 79% of knowledge workers say they want location flexibility, and more than 9 out of 10 of knowledge workers, 94%, say they want schedule flexibility. Additionally, the Pulse survey shows that non-executives are facing far more strain during the return-to-office era than leaders in the C-suite, further widening the existing executive-employee disconnect on key job satisfaction measures. Non-executives' work-life balance scores are now 40% worse than executives, falling at 5 times the rate of executives over the last quarter. But faced with these realities, executives like Musk and Schultz are still bemoaning the fact that employees are not rushing enthusiastically to return to their offices. Truly, most executives are just not in touch with what the average employee's circumstances are, their situation, their preferences, and their stress levels. Howard Schultz's recent comments about the return to workplaces are particularly instructive. The Starbucks CEO was recently quoted on the topic of return to workplaces and offered the following observations. Quote, "I have been unsuccessful despite everything I've tried to do to get our people back to work," Schultz said. "I've pleaded with them. I said, I'll get on my knees, I'll do push-ups, whatever you want, come back." Schultz continued, "No, they are not coming back at the level I want them to. And you know, we're a very collaborative, creative group. I realize I'm an old school person, and this is a different generation." Breaking down these comments reveals the disconnect between Schultz and many other executives and their workforces. His reasons he wants people back in offices can be interpreted as being, "I will just feel better if people are in the office." He does offer an offhand comment about collaboration and creativity, but there's not any real data or research that shows collaboration, creativity, innovation, etc. are suffering with employees working from home or primarily remotely. Finally, he essentially admits his views are old school and are likely out of touch with a new generation of workers. At 69 years old, Schultz is a baby boom leader, unlikely to face most of the issues facing the Starbucks workforce, things like childcare and schooling, elder care, the high cost and stress of commuting, and lastly, the ability to balance work and life more effectively. The most disappointing part of all his comments is that he acknowledges that they have no real basis, other than it's just what his 69-year-old old-school outlook has trained him to believe. The gap between what old-school leaders like Schultz are seeking and what employees are clearly demanding is real and potentially growing. And if not addressed, this gap between what workers want and what executives are prepared to provide suggests there will be continued negative impact to the employee experience and likely another wave of resignations as workers seek employment at organizations that offer flexible working options that they're demanding. We've debated the future of work for so long, many weren't prepared for that future to arrive all of a sudden. That future is now, and how leaders and organizations respond to that reality will be the most interesting work and workplace story for the next several years. That's it for today's Workplace Minute, powered by H3 HR Advisors.